it's Thursday night and it's Or whatever it is. Or Lechav.
No,
Or Lechav Hey, Or Lechav Vol.
It's Ramcha's your section.
Who's?
Ramcha.
Ramchal?
Yeah.
What, tonight, Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Because are you learning through the Homeless Yosef Sharon tonight?
I do.
Wow. Okay. And starting Sunday night, Meyer was at 8:15. Everything will be like 15 minutes later. And we could really learn 5 minutes more, Al Pi Cheshbon. The bus comes 20 minutes every 20 minutes. So if we stop learning at 9 for a 9:10 bus, so now I'm going to start catching a 9:30 bus. So that means we can stop learning at 9:20. That's an extra 5 minutes. We start 8:30. But we never start 8:30 anyway. We never. Okay. Odia Shlomar. Two paragraphs before Gimel. Odia Shlomar the Gvar Kasavnu the Levi Nosatam al Harifa Achmed the Hissin Mamun Koyim. Because he kept from the Koyim the Seh. And only Kamal and Kavasei, the way Levi describes it, it's more like the Ravid, that it's a Knas. So the Chassidim says we don't go with Levi, right? He missed with his answer.
I mean, Levi holds not except a mitzvah.
It sounds like the Chassidim is learning on Levi. It's not a mitzvah at all. It's a knas. So this is the way the Ravid views the din of Arifa, that it's not a mitzvah at all. It's a knas that you should use your money. But now he says, really, it's a time of the crow, a Dorish time of the crow. You'll do it to Rabbi Yehuda, ain't a Dorish time of the crow. Rav Shimon, Dorish time of the crow. I and Shas become a Mekaymas, I'll be Kaimalon, he misses with the asthma. King Gozer, Akosu, Ben Tamlos, I don't see his Tlia. He's saying, if you don't darshan the reason, then it's a mitzvah. But if you do darshan the reason, it's probably a mitzvah. Because the mitzvah has a time. Why does he say it's not?
What?
So why does he say it's not a mitzvah?
He says it's not.
What does that mean?
It's not following on the Padilla.
Of course it is.
It's going to
be something right there. Rav Shimon, the Sovereign, the time of the cross, Sovereign for Levi, it can't be a mitzvah by Arisa. But why? It could be a mitzvah when he's already time with the crow. What's the reason of the mitzvah?
Because in Suffolk, there's no way that moves not.
Don't talk about Suffolk. What does he mean? Can a mitzvah by Arifa rak me tam kanas ribid mamun koyim? I mean, it's a mitzvah, but there's a reason. Okay. There's a mitzvah. It's
not
a mitzvah.
Not my
So there's Shach with Adai Petach Hamad and Tzor Chalit and Apidjan Lekoyim. Ava b'savi petach hamod ein tzorach litin apidin l'koyin lo yishayich loy mishay hefzid mamon koyin. Alkei tzavi petach hamod ein tzorach harif ol Rav Shimon. In Ken Yishloim it didn't say the tzavi petach hamod tali b'pukkas a Rambam bar Ravid. No, because the Ravid holds is not even a mitzvah, it's just a knas. The Rambam b'kom tzorach laros. The Ravid, the voice of Levi, see, he's conflating the Ravid with Levi Taka. But my understanding of the Ravid is that it's not a mitzvah to say at all, it's just a punishment. It's a punishment, so it's punishing him. It's not a mitzvah. But the we pass when it is a mitzvah. And the Irish time in the crowd does not preclude it being a mitzvah.
All this is like the Torah said, Yamakas.
Yeah, that's what the Ravid learns. And Loshin there, if you're a bad guy, you don't want to be played there, so you have to lose your chamor.
Yeah, but still, it's always don't you.
Exactly who are you arguing with now?
It's not a mitzvah.
That's the Ravid's view.
You want to not a mitzvah?
Get the Bechairus and look at the Ravid. We'll show you the Ravid. So, you'll decide what the Ravid means yourself. Right?
But still, if the Torah tells you to do something, it's not a mitzvah.
Not necessarily. The Torah says if you're a ganav, you pay kefil. Not necessarily a mitzvah to pay kefil. The
Torah,
no, maybe not. The Torah says what the penalty for stealing is.
Yeah, so there was a little different still. To say to pay kefil means the Torah is chayav in kefil.
Well, what do you want? You want to either argue with the rabbi or say the rabbi doesn't mean that? You can't hear. It's like so impossible to hear that it's not a mitzvah, it's just a punishment.
Well,
is that so impossible to hear?
Well, no. Yeah, well, it's so hard. You just have to understand
what's
a punishment, I guess.
A punishment is a punishment.
It can be a mitzvah.
Where'd you do it again?
Yeah,
I have to find the crock of a bell.
Which parish? Oh, the tomatoes arrived. That's one second. That's back here. The Rambam charged you that, no?
I have a feeling it's Bikurim, not Bukhairus.
Oh.
Bukhairus is...
Okay, well, here's the Rabbi, here.
Hello.
Bukhara. You're... Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Gemara.
It's Bikurim. We need a Bikurim. It's in Zeron. The difference is Bechoros in the Rambam is in Karbonos, and he talks about the carbon angle of a Bechor Behemoth Tzmeya. Doesn't talk about Pidyon HaBen, doesn't talk about Pidyon HaChamor. It's the carbon. He talks about it as a carbon.
The
carbon called Bechor. The carbon called Toda. Carbon called Shlomin, carbon called Chatos, carbon called Bechor.
That's Israel.
Israel has Bikurim, and that talks about the Matana aspects of Bechor. So it's Israel, give away gifts to the honey, give away gifts to the Kayan.
If you don't do it, it's not in the Vera.
What?
If you don't do it, it's not in the Vera.
If you don't do what? Well, let's see what the Rai would say. Why are we arguing about something? Chasinuch sounds like it's a mitzvah, but it's Dorish time of the craw. When you Dorish time of the craw, it means the halacha could change based on your perceived grief or not perceived. Based on the reason. The halacha could change.
Did I bring the wrong volume or something?
No, it's wrong. It's wrong. Bikurim.
Well, that would be true if it was a kenas also. It would line up anyway.
Rabbi says clearly that he holds Aritha is not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah at all, it's a punishment. Torah punished. It's a guy that doesn't want to be played at the Hamor himself. Why are we sitting here like we're deciding to run on right or wrong? It's fine, it's not at all illogical. I want to say, you know, like the Rabbi is fine.
But it's connected to the Dorish time of the crowd.
No. That, yes, but no. Meaning, if you doirish time of the crow, then it might as well be a mitzvah. And you doirish time of the crow. And I don't, the mechazina by me is very severe for conflating, that means putting together, conflating Levi and the Ravid. The Ravid possibly like Levi. Levi, if you're going to say Levi holds doirish time of the crow, then it mamish could be a mitzvah. The old Dorish time of the crow, you could take a mitzvah, and when the Torah explains the reason, when the reason is clear, and the reason that doesn't apply in a particular case, it's talking no mitzvah in that particular case. So there's no problem with something being a mitzvah, and you are darshaning time of the crow. That's all. But the Chaschinuch conflates Levi with the rabbi. Okay. They don't spend so much time on it. Rabbis are clearly there's no mitzvah. Dorish time of the crow clearly holds all the shahs that you could have a mitzvah. And the pshat in Dorish time of the crow is that the time of the crow affects the mitzvah. Affects if the mitzvah is applicable in a certain situation. But it's not across the board. Right? The famous case with Echaylik is if you take a mashkon from an almana, so the Torah says you're not allowed to. Now the time of the cross will have to keep returning it to her when she needs it, and people will see you going into her house often and leaving it. The Zion. So what about if she's rich and you don't have to return the mashkin at all often because she barely ever needs it? She's still an almana, so you're allowed to take a mashkin from her almana hashiva. So that's if the old Dorish time of the crow, then you are allowed to. The old Dorish time of the crow, so we don't care. I don't know what the reason is, but the mice, so you're not allowed to take a mashkin from an almana. Yes. Well, it's Rishon. It's, I'm sorry, Tanoim. A lot of times you have a shout, especially Rav and Levi, they're arguing about something that the previous Dor argued about. Tanoim. So he conflates the two. And he says, so, okay. See, Masha Kosavnu, Rabbi Yehuda, Arifa, Mabokam Pdiyo, I met this. But this is Mabokam Sot again, Shane Tzorach, Lee, the Pidyan, the Koyan, the Kamukam, Mena, Poyda, Tzorach, La Aroth, as we said before, Kenu, Adin, Vada, Kata, Chamor, Chos, Kenu, Mabokam, Kenu, Tzorach, Lee, the Koyan, and Yisrael, Shane, Yorash, the Abi, Imo, according to Rabbi Yehuda. I'm running out of steam, Father Moisei. We're going to have to wait till next week to finish. I'm all out of steam. Let's learn one more paragraph, please. So we'll finish at least a thousand. What? Vayan Mishnah Lechairus of his Bezim and Aleph. Nosna Lechoyne and Akoyne Mashoyne Lechaimoy Achiyafrish said Tachos. Right, so we don't find that. That's strange. That's if you give the koyim the petach amor, so it's the koyim now that you know how to do that, and you have to wait. The Moraz Dia says that you have to wait for the you have to watch the koyim being paid. We don't trust the koyim. But mavur is also leaking b'chor chamor lekoyim actually yiftenu b'fanav. Mavur is on the shas on the base. Menira the lav lav kusha yubdenu b'fonu. Who had done my current also b'fonu. Mami shabri gom. I knew I had you b'shul kanor kere zayas and b'shul kofal. It's just that. It's
pretty obvious if the animal like using its head or not.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you make him do it before that. You see, he's doing it. If he says, I'll do it when I get home, he just won't do it. What he's saying that he's saying the koyan can be poide or oris, but he doesn't say. When he says this, then he doesn't say o yara. I believe in the koyan. Let's see him of achi. He's then in the front of kolosh and hashas. Kol composer darifanami mahani. We had this before. I remember so this was a tremendous chiddush. The spinach is assuming you can talk and give the petach hamor to the kohen. You're finished with the mitzvah. Now the kohen's the one that has to be mafresh, said tachtov or va'arafto. That's now on the kohen's head. That's what he just said.
Yeah, is that the Rambam holding it?
No, everybody.
The Gemara or the Rambam?
The Gemara says that you can't give it to the Kohen unless he's poisoned for Necha. So that means you can give it to the Kohen, and he's the one that's being poisoned now.
Why would we not trust him?
Well, if you hold this on also Manor, then why should we trust him to do the mitzvah? He's enjoying and benefiting from the animal. Yeah, I have to stop now, boss. I'm a little confused. So we're up to what bay? Dalit bays.
He's Dalit.
What?
I'm
not going to be a shot. Did I prepare?
Yeah.
No, I'm on the